This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are still holding on to their lies. Why? What else have they got? If the leaders of the conservative movement were people like Biden and Harris, would you be happy about it? Just switch places with Democrats for a day and ask yourself what you would do. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I don't know if you guys have been paying much attention to TV. I don't watch these shows, just so you know, but, you know, when you're channel surfing, I noticed that Pete Buttigieg was on one of the late-night comedy shows. You know what it was? I was looking at a news consolidator that we use to sometimes look for stories for the show. Pardon me. And I saw that Buttigieg was on, like, Colbert. And what's funny about it is whenever you see a politician go on a late night comedy show, they're being positioned. Either, you know, the topic that's being discussed is being spun, or they're trying to position, in this case, Pete Buttigieg. He's making the late night comedy hack circuit. That's the level of desperation that the Democrats currently have. So let's do this. Let's play marketing and branding for the Democrats for just a second, because they have an idea of who they are. Their brand is they're for the poor, they're for the weak, they're for the widows and orphans, they're for, you know, higher taxes for, quote, the greater good, right? It's always for the greater good. It's always for the betterment of mankind or whatever. That's the way they market and brand themselves. The party of the little people. Well, is it working? Think about what the Democrats represent to you. This is the exercise that I did when I was working with a career consultant, and she would say to me, so Kevin, write down everything that you think about yourself. And then she would say, now write down everything that you think others think about you. And that's a very daunting thing, because, you know, when you think about yourself, you're like, well, I show up on time, and I'm a hard worker, and blah, blah, blah. But when you have to think about the others, and the reason why she brought it up is I remember saying to her at the time, you know, I'd get in there early, I'm in there before anybody knows, and I leave later than anybody and all that. And she goes, well, how would they know? And I went, oh, and yeah, good question. How would they know? They wouldn't know. They don't know what you're, you know, how good you are, what you're doing. The only thing that matters at the end of the day are the results. So, which, by the way, brings up a whole other interesting thing that you can extend stuff. You can say, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, work harder and, you know, or spend more time. It doesn't translate to results. It doesn't matter. Anyway, let's go back to the marketing and branding. So the Democrats have as their leader a pathological liar, a man who cannot be believed on anything that he does. And if the media covered any part of this, Biden would be run out of office, the office that he was installed in. Which brings me to the media itself. The media isn't believed on anything. I want you to understand leftism. Define it any way you want. It's easy for me, and I think it's easy for you. It's the antithesis of what they claim to be. Whatever they claim to want to accomplish, that is a lie. Whoever they claim to want to help is not going to be helped, and in fact will be hurt. That is what leftism represents. The media tells you something, you can't believe it. You know there's an angle to it. And the guy they put in charge is a known pathological liar. We covered it in the first segment. I played you clips of the man. Five lies that he told, vicious lies that should preclude you from ever serving in politics. And yet, that's the desperation that they did to install an old clown, a 78-year-old clown, into office, and a guy that they want to run again when he's well into his 80s. And let's not forget his number two. As useless as a hockey stick at a baseball game, they have no bench. And what are their problems? When you spend more time, folks, covering up the damage that you've done than solving problems, you cannot be successful. Look, I don't know what people are looking at from these guys for, you know, what do they want to accomplish? But when everything you have is about covering your lies, they have to cover the lies of the election. So they fight hard so you don't get to look at the data. You can't look at the machines. Anything that you do that says, I want to get to the truth of voting. Oh, we can't do that. But then they claim that they want good, clean voter rolls. We want fair elections, free and fair elections. That is the last thing they want. And you know what? You're figuring it out. You think the revelations about what they did to stop Trump is helping the Democratic Party? I mean, if you had the brand, this is part of your cover-up. Now, I don't know where Durham's report's going to go. Don't know, don't care. Because I'm of the mindset that if we're relying on these guys to do our work for us, it takes way, they move at glacial speed. But you know what doesn't move at glacial speed? What we do here each and every day. We come and assemble ourselves and say, what have you learned? What do you know now? Give me a topic, folks, and I can prove to you that the Democrats are in serious trouble. Some of the topics are obvious, like the economy and specifically inflation. See, inflation is the biggest worry for the Democrats because they can't keep a lid on it. And I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know, but I want to just explain why we're talking about this. We're talking about truth, we're talking about the obvious, we're talking about how Democrats have really messed up here. They can't keep a lid on this. Inflation is a huge deal. You cannot discuss good news about Trump or hide things on social media about the Wu flu. So you can do that. Democrats can cover that up. But they can't hide Bidenflation from the public. Democrats made the fatal mistake of letting their policies trickle down to the masses. And see, they like to tell you, oh, we do a great job when we have control of the economy. Well, coming off the Trump economy, I'm going to tell you, there's a huge differential, and it didn't take long enough. It isn't like it was a slow burn over 3 or 4 years. It was a massive, drastic difference. Immediately. So they can't cover that up. Now the question is, what are we going to do to take advantage of it? We got a lot of show today, folks. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a huge problem brewing for the Democrats, and brewing for the Democrats that hasn't been discussed much, but it was one of Joe Biden's campaign promises, and we might as well discuss it now because it is going to be part of the inflation and not supply chain as much, but certainly on the inflation front, and it couldn't come at a worse time. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. What's this man talking about? What is Kevin Jackson trying to explain to us? I'm explaining to you something that is going to hit. And it's not going to be good news. The May 1st deadline for student loan payments is weighing in on Americans as Biden's affordable college promises crumble. I'm reading this from an article. They called it Mr. Lonely, and they spelled it L-O-A-N. Biden campaigned on promises of student loan forgiveness. Where's he going to get that money? He spent all his booty on WooFlu nonsense. He's asked for more money for roads and bridges that he's going to give the welfare queens. And now he's got to find some more money. Where the booty at? I need... That's a term for pirates when they stole treasure, for those of you who are saying Kevin's being all nasty. I'm not being nasty. I'm talking about booty, treasure. He said he was going to give them free college. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but community college is the college where the kids that leave have no debt. We kid people that go to community college, but they have no debt. And let me tell you, it's really starting to catch on that you just need to round out your faculties for college and then determine what it is you really want to do. Take a couple years and figure it out. Don't rush right into the Ivies. And I'm going to do a whole series on Harvard, because Harvard has a new study that they're going to do because they believe they can teach you how to be happy. So we'll get to that another time. Anyway, they went out. So far, they haven't panned out, Biden's promises they're talking about, on student loan forgiveness and free college. Last week, Jill Biden admitted that her push for free community college is over for now. The plan's been scrapped from the massive Build Back Better spending bill that the Dems are struggling to pass. Broad loan forgiveness could be next. Now, you say, well, Kevin, what's the big deal? It's a big deal. See, what Biden did with Bidenflation was he added, and this is the studies. These are not my numbers, but I heard it's $250 per family. So whatever you were paying before, you got a tax for $250 more because of Bidenflation. Not good. To you and me, that's not that big of a deal. We can absorb the $250. And it's more for me, I can tell you, because I know what the gas I paid just to take my kid to baseball. So it maybe is a little more. Plus, you know, we eat food. You know, I know when we go to a restaurant or something, I'm looking at this number going, whoa, what? Did I buy the restaurant or did I just order a meal? Somebody please help me here. But so maybe a little more for us. But let's say it's $500 a month, $250 to $500, but an average of $250. What about people who make $1,200 a month, on a fixed income? $3,000. You're barely making your house payment, your car payment, trying to keep little Johnny in out of public school, in the private school, whatever. But the point is that $250 is a significant part of your income. It could be 10%. So Bidenflation is really kicking butt. So you have that. And now here's what the problem is, what the cost is going to be if they don't forgive these loans. So they said Biden has forgiven $15 billion worth of student loan debt for 675,000 borrowers. I'll get it out. Or 1% of the $1.7 trillion outstanding student debt owed by 400 million plus Americans. Biden's campaign promise was at least $10,000 in loan forgiveness for each borrower. That's 40 million people, folks. He extended the pause on loan repayments, initially suspended by President Trump in March of 2020, three times. And thanks to those pauses, 40 million borrowers were saving over $5 billion a month. But May 1st is the deadline for federal loans, which make up 90% of the student debt. And so the guy continues, says the price is not right, which reminds me of Happy Gilmore. After nearly a two-year pause, Americans will have to start repaying $400 a month on average in student loans, while inflation has hit a 40-year high. So on top of the $250 that you got from Bidenflation, you now have an additional $400 if you went to college. I remind you, 40 million people are going to get hit with this bill. Now, who is it that's getting hit? Because my student loans don't exist. I didn't have any. I know my friends have pretty much paid theirs off. So if you're 40, 50 years old, you've paid yours off. Who are we talking about here? What demographic? You getting it? Yes, youth. So youth have been hit with this increase of for things that they go to do normally. They go out for drinks. They go out to have, you know, some dinners. Their apartments have gone up. Everything about them, the gasoline, the price of everything is hitting them. And trust me, it's more than $250, especially if they live in the city. So they've been hit But he goes on to talk about, besides the $400 a month on top of that, he says wages have not kept up with rising prices and loans could make it harder to pay the bills. For context, 12% of public college grads still owe more than $40,000. Nearly half of the graduates of for-profit schools have defaulted. Meanwhile, two-thirds of community college grads leave with zero debt. Loan forgiveness isn't the underlying problem. The cost of U.S. colleges is, and this is the ruse, folks. I talk about it all the time. The average cost of a private college is $38,000 a year. For public colleges, it's $23,000 for out-of-staters. Average tuition and fees have nearly doubled since 2010. He says, broad loan cancellation would cost the U.S. government $60 billion a year in interest alone and require big tax hikes to recoup. Since college is so pricey, loans would have to be forgiven all over again in an unsustainable cycle. See, this is what leftism creates. Leftism created an ecosystem to pay for this indoctrination your kids get in college and essentially keep that flow going, keep that money coming. And they made you believe that your kids are actually learning something. But now it's backfired because they get them all out there. They give them these stupid degrees. They get out into the real world. They can't do anything with them. And now they got debt. Now, normally, if you've got debt and you got engineering or technical degrees or business degree or something, you can go do something productive. But you can't do that with your little social justice degree. And even though they're trying to create these degrees, Biden's got a massive problem ahead of him. I can't wait to see how Captain Demento gets out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected as early as next week to loosen its guidance on indoor masking as COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We are assessing the most important factors based on where we are in the pandemic and will soon put guidance in place that is relevant and encourages prevention measures when they are most needed to protect public health and our hospitals. We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things worsen.
Americans picked up their pace of spending in January. Retail sales surged by 3.8% last month, higher than the projections of most economists. However, 40-year record surging inflation likely pumped up the spending numbers and not more individual purchases. This is USA Radio News. Congress is looking for answers on the amount of job loss after the shutdown of the XL pipeline. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Defense Department said U.S. and Russian aircraft operating in the Mediterranean Sea flew dangerously close to each other in three separate incidents, including one in which the two nations' aircraft came within 5 feet of each other. The incidents occurred in international airspace involving three Russian Su-35 jet fighters crossing into the flight path of three U.S. PA-8 surveillance aircraft and come amid the heightened tension over Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, it's beyond outrageous, and good morning, Pete. I'm glad to be with you. What we've learned is that there were spying operations going on, both to the Trump campaign and its Trump Tower headquarters. And then when President Trump became president, they continued to spy on him at the Executive Office of President. And the question it raises for me, Pete, is why was the federal government not defensively briefing President Trump and his team and the campaign as to this domestic spying operation that was being conducted by the Clinton campaign? And the reason is, it appears that they were complicit.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What can you add to this? I mean, we have proof beyond a shadow of a doubt of what we've already known. What we spent $40 million of chasing a farce. Should the Clintons have to pay that back? Welcome. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Of course they should have to pay it back. Why should the taxpayers foot the bill for this snipe hunt that everybody knew, including the Democrats, was a ruse? That was Trump's former AG. I don't know when he was on, but he was either acting AG or something. But he was a former AG who made those comments, and we'll play the rest of that clip here in a second. But he brings up a very interesting point. The government had to be complicit. There's just no way around it. So what do you do? And look, I remember when this was going on back 3 years ago or so, and we were going, man, the Durham report, and A.G. Barr is going to do it, and the Durham report, and A.G. Barr, and nothing happened. And Trump, he admits, I wanted this to come out before the election, but it didn't. And so where are we now? We're at a point where we know that people have cheated, that have done wrong things. At the highest level, I'm talking treasonous level stuff. Once Trump became president, when you start colluding against a president to make him look bad on the international scene, you've got an issue. But see, this goes back to what I talked about with Democrat branding. The question now becomes, how much are we going to be able to get this out to the masses? Is this something that the masses are going to be concerned about? Are they going to care about this? I think they would. I think there's a way to make them care. But are we going to do it? I'm going to play the rest of this clip. Get that ready for me. And then I want to talk about what John Ratcliffe, who's the former director of national intelligence. He was the guy that almost broke this thing wide open when he was, you know, when he was releasing data. It was him and Rick Grenell, and we were almost at a point where this thing was ready to topple, but the big cheat was in at the time, and we got derailed. Anyway, here's the rest of the clip from Trump's former AG or acting AG or whatever, and then I want to get more into what Ratcliffe had to say.
In wanting that information, wanting that the link between Trump and the Russia government, and that just does not exist, and it never did exist. And so this Durham investigation is so important to reveal how much of a hoax this truly was.
So, Matt, you're right. This latest revelation from Durham names tech executive number one, law firm number one, tech firm. You don't get names. But what you're saying is it couldn't have just been one tech firm and one tech exec and one law firm. People inside the government would have had to known this as well.
Yeah, if you really think about it, how protected government servers are and should be, there are certainly government agencies monitoring this traffic to make sure that it's not compromised, that it's not being routed through other people like this university and like this private internet company. But it was, and it was being, not only was it being reviewed on an ongoing and regular basis, but it was being used to ultimately try to create a let's call it a dossier, for lack of a better term, but a document that was going to be used against President Trump and or candidate Trump. It is beyond outrageous what happened here, and the fact that the left doesn't seem concerned that this is what was happening, I think shows you how much they wanted to take President Trump down.
Wanted to take President Trump down. Welcome back. So, win at all cost. And I remind you, Joe Biden says Trump couldn't take the loss. Let's play that clip again because I think people need to understand how this lie is being propagated and how the liar-in-chief, the pathological liar of Joe Biden, is willing to sell this.
My fellow Americans, in life there's truth, and tragically there are lies. Lies conceived and spread for profit and power. We must be absolutely clear about what is true and what is a lie. And here's the truth. The former President of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle, because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest, and because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. He can't accept he lost.
Now, let me explain yet again what you just heard, folks. You heard a man who is a pathological liar lie to your face. And what's funny about it is he says we must be absolutely clear on truth and lies. He is 100% right about that. And here's the thing. You know what the truth and the lies are. But the question you got to ask yourself is, why is Biden doing this? Why did he make that statement? Why didn't he just brush it off? Why doesn't he just move on? You won. What do you care? Because Trump's relevant. And you got to understand, not only is Trump relevant, everything this man has said has come to fruition. He said, first of all, he didn't have anything to do with the Russians. Of course, that came to fruition. He said that the Chinese were the origins of the Wu flu. Now, that's been verified. And I could go, it's things like that. Well, it's like I tell you, if somebody calls you a liar and you say, I tell you what, why don't you, let's walk through the things that I've said and let's see what's really happening, and then you make the determination. I did this before. I had a person who was lying on me, and I said, I tell you what, let's review the facts. I'm not going to influence you one way or the other, but let's agree that these are the facts. And we went step by step. These are the facts. You were here, you did this, this happened, blah, blah, blah. Okay, take those facts. And then look at my conclusion and this other person's conclusion and tell me whose conclusion fits the facts. And in my particular case, I had three people come to me later and apologize. completely. Here's what's interesting. Three different scenarios involving the same person. Lies told on me. And I said, I tell you what, to every one of them, here are the facts. If you agree these are the facts, then go back and relook at this. And three of them came back to me and said, dude, so sorry. No problem. See, I'm not worried about it. Because here's the issue with me. I'm only explaining it so you can get clarity in your mind. I don't really care what you think about me. Because I already know I'm not lying to you. So this isn't an exercise for me to go, I'm going to vindicate myself. I don't give a crap. I hate to put it that way, but I learned a long time ago, nobody's going to make me feel differently about myself when I know the person I am. So you can try as hard as you want, but it isn't going to work. So with that said, I want you to feel good. In other words, shouldn't you want to know the truth? And shouldn't you want to know that a person that you're dealing with who's lying to you is a liar so you can now know how to deal with them? That's it. That's what my exercise is for. Because I will tell you, I'm not rationalizing or vindicating myself to anybody. I am who I am. You can like it or you can don't. Not like it. I don't really care. And I know that sounds, okay. I don't care. Before we even get into it, I don't really care. You're not going to make me care about something that I know I'm right about. Anyway, let me get back to this. So John Ratcliffe, of course, says there's going to be quite a few more indictments. Well, good. We should expect a few more indictments. We have the FBI. I would still like to see Pete, who is it, McCabe? I'd like to see Peter Strzok. I'd like to see Lisa, what's her face? I want to see all these people. I want to see Comey. I want to see Comey go down. I want to see Clapper. I want to see Brennan. I want to see all the people that participated in this go down because that's what they deserve. And the rest of the country deserves that. We have a banana republic that elected a buffoon, a clown. So now Joe Biden wants to convince you that Trump's the one lying. See, he's telling you right there, Donald Trump is a thorn in my side. I can't get rid of this guy, but he's not getting rid of Trump. He can't get rid of you because you're not buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are pathetic. And Trudeau in Canada is the perfect example of leftism on steroids. What you never want to see in a so-called leader. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. The New World Order and the Great Reset are in jeopardy. Why? Because free people decided to act. And I'm going to tell you, the people of Canada are being tested, and it is imperative that Big Brother, the United States, make sure they succeed. Remember the GoFundMe changed the rules and tried to seize the money of these truckers, guys who are fighting for their freedom, who say, you cannot vax us. You cannot mandatory do anything. If you think Canada can get away with it, trust me, they will try to do it here. They tried, and they failed. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844 855-821-8255. Trudeau pretended to have COVID. He tucked tail and ran. Now he reemerges like a typical leftist. He wants to use authority that he doesn't even have. He wants this to hurt because he lost. But I think he's completely miscalculated. Anyway, here's Tucker Carlson talking about this very issue. And Tucker did a thing about the truckers when they initially came out. We talked about it. We understand what they were doing. We understand their fight for freedom. But what these guys are doing now shows you that leftism has no limits. Pay attention to me, people. Leftism has no limits. And I tell you this all the time because I think there are a faction among us. There's a faction among us who believe that they're, you know, they can be tamed, that they're corrigible. They are incorrigible. They will not quit. They are the Terminators, but they're just pansies. They're pansy versions of the Terminator. And what they do is they, when they get any kind of power, look at Trudeau. This guy's a putz by anybody's measurement. He's a putz. Have you listened to him speak in this clip we're going to play from Tucker? Wait until you hear how this little girly man, this little pansy, wait until you hear how he speaks. We must, he's just such, this is what is, look, as I said before, and I'll say it again as a reminder, leftists are the only animal on earth who will choose the weakest among them to be leaders. Let me put it another way. Do you think Trudeau, if you strip away his title, that he could go anywhere in the world and be a leader? I'm talking about put him on the street. I think about these gangbangers and these kids growing up in the hood. I'm one of them. And I think about a guy like Trudeau. That boy would have been somebody's girlfriend anywhere in the world. But he rises to leadership because we allow leftism to flourish. Where are the real men of Canada? Somebody to run against him and say, is this what you want to represent us? You want to know why all that effeminate, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Effemination? The feminizing of men? Where it's gotten to? This is what it's gotten to. Canada has no offense, ladies, I'm not trying to be sexist, but they have a girl as a president. Now, here's what I will tell you. I'm not talking about a strong leftist, a strong conservative woman. I'm talking about a leftist little girly, a girly boy. That's who they have leading their country. I'll put it another way for us, we Americans. Would you want him to be our leader? Joe Biden is horrible. I'll tell you that. But I wouldn't trade Joe Biden for that clown. Think about what I just told you. You wouldn't either. I can answer for you. You'd rather have Joe Biden than him. And Joe Biden is the worst person you could ever pick. And we know we wouldn't want Trudeau. Anyway, let me play this clip. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about this subject.
When thousands of blue-collar workers showed up in Ottawa several weeks ago to protest the tyranny being imposed against them, the Prime Minister of Canada refused to meet with them or to speak to them. Instead, he fled the city. And then from his bunker, he called the truckers Nazis. When they still didn't leave the city, Justin Trudeau suspended democracy and declared Canada a dictatorship.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country. This is about keeping Canadians safe, protecting people's jobs, and restoring confidence in our institutions.
So let's be clear. This is a defining moment in the history of Canada, in the history of the English-speaking West. The Emergencies Act is martial law. It has never been invoked in the history of that country. Now, by law, the Emergencies Act is allowed only in emergencies, in, quote, urgent and critical situations that seriously endanger the lives, health, or safety of Canadians. What's happening now does not qualify. What's happening in Canada now is not an emergency. Here's what it looked like this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
to Justin Trudeau, everyone you saw in that tape is a terrorist, even the kids in their bouncy castles. Justin Trudeau has unilaterally revoked their civil liberties and authorized men with automatic weapons to haul them to jail. Trudeau was allowed for the arrest of this man, for example, making food for the terrorists.
You can receive a free meal, irregardless of what faith you're from, what caste, creed, religion, doesn't matter. It's about the community kitchen. We all eat as one, and humanity's equal. So the Seva concept, helping the community, is what we're practicing here today. We're here alongside the truckers in the fight for freedom, and we're doing our part from the Sikh faith.
So, again, all of these people can now be arrested on site simply because of where they're standing. But being arrested is the least of their problems. An arrest suggests bail. You can get out of jail. You can't get out of the country Justin Trudeau has just made. Under martial law, Trudeau now has the power to force banks to seize their bank accounts and insurance companies to cancel their insurance. That means they can't actually live in Canada anymore. They are non-persons. They're enemies of the state, and they will be crushed. At least one trucker knows exactly what's coming. He has seen him before. He came to Canada from Nicolae Ceaușescu's Romania.
Why did all the people meant to vote? Why 100 people, 180 or 200 people to decide your life or my or another? Let the Canadian people do that.
No. It's all corrupt too, all those people voting.
And when some people, they decide your life, like 300 people, they decide your life when you are 50 million.
Yeah.
Let us vote.
So it is an overstatement to compare what is happening in Canada right now to what happens in a Stalinist dictatorship. Well, the slogans are different. In the Eastern Bloc, they used to talk about solidarity. In Canada, they talk about diversity. But the repression is similar. Today, Canada's Deputy Prime Minister, by the way, is a former American journalist, maybe not surprisingly, announced that going forward, Justin Trudeau will regulate all crowdfunding and cryptocurrency under the Terrorist Financing Act. Really? So Justin Trudeau is now in charge of all of your finances. He's in charge of cryptocurrency? How does that work? And on what justification? And if that wasn't clear enough, Trudeau's minority government unilaterally just sent another $500 million to the authoritarian state of Ukraine, where the head of the rival political party is now under arrest and where opposition media has been banned. That's the country they're now in solidarity with.
I got to tell you, folks, seizing your bank accounts, no insurance, persona non grata, kicking citizens out over nothing. I love it. I love that Trudeau is showing all of America and all of the world. Leftism has no end. The end is this little despot, this little man who wants to be king, has now made himself Caesar. And you know what the penalty for these truckers can be? They can be fined $100,000, jailed for a year, have their trucks seized. He can freeze Canadians' bank accounts. Get this. If the government suspects that you have donated $25 or more to the trucking convoy, why $25? Why $25? Why that arbitrary number? How can he do it at all? It's your money to do whatever you choose to do with it. Except what they tell you, you can't do with it. Am I giving you enough hints to make you understand that you better get in this fight? You better start supporting the people who are willing to go to bat for you. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.